This is a dictation for Mr. Shakas Oraha, SHAWKATORAHA. Date of service is 9/26/2023. Date of accident is 7/28/2023. Date of birth is 9/30/2000. Mr. Shakas Oraha is allegedly a victim of an automobile accident where he was hit to the driver's side towards the front, leading to car being totaled, and he injured his head with a history of pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and headaches. Right knee pain and shooting pain to the right buttock, posteriorly nasmanastoid dermatome fashion up to the knee. These were the initial symptoms. There were no symptoms of TBI. And the patient did not go to the ER immediately, and he is here for a follow-up evaluation. He was last seen on 8/30/2023. The patient is here today. He reports that his pain in the neck and mid-back and lower back is still 8, and knee pain on the right is 5, and his pain medications are not helping him, and he remains in pain. The ADLs are affected 7. The patient reports 30% improvement in pain, and please review the chart for the ADL for the system review for additional history, substance abuse, compliance history. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 130/98, pulse is 82, and pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will come from the previous visit, which is dated 8/30/2023. Dictation number is 0905-012. Please do the general review, musculoskeletal and musculature examination. Thank you. The diagnosis remains the same. Plan is as follows. Patient is continuing on the physical therapy 3 times per week, focusing on the neck, mid-back, lower back, and the right knee with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. Patient has been advised about the role of the heat as infrared heat, laser heat, and the wet heat, like water-based. And he has been considered disabled and also replacement and transportation help. He has been provided with Norco 7.5 milligram 325 PRN for 30 days, one tablet a day for pain control. In addition, patient is provided with Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day for healing, Flexeril 10 milligram three times a day for muscle spasm. He'll be seen in 30 days time. And his MAPS and urine drug screen have been checked out, and his MRI is reviewed. He had an MRI on August 23, 2023, where the MRI of the brain was completely normal. The MRI of the thoracic spine shows a small disc herniation at T6, T7, and T8 and 9. And in the lumbar spine, there is a herniated disc at L5, S1, along with some spondylosis leading to left foramen stenosis, mild facet arthrosis, and ligament of flavum hypertrophy, foramen stenosis. In the cervical spine, patient is found to have small disc herniation at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, C7-T1. In the right knee, it is found that the patient has a fraying of the inferior articular surface of the posterior horn of medial meniscus and tiny focal areas of the bone marrow edema along the peripheral medial femoral condyle. and medial tibial plateau leading to bone contusion. The patient is advised that he may benefit from injection to the right knee intra-articular and LESI, TESI and CESI for bringing definitive help in this regard. He is also provided with following medication, which is Zoloft 50 milligram twice a day for anxiety and depression, and Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day for healing with the pain relief. The patient has no symptoms of TBIA at this time, only difficulty sleeping, weakness and loss of balance are checked out, no other thing, no headaches, no vertigo, dizziness or vision disturbance, taste problem, smell problem or facial muscle problem or TMJ problem, none of them, no memory problem or vision problem are listed. Thank you. He'll be seen in 30 days time. He has been advised about the procedures. If he decides to have them done, we'll be more than happy. Thank you.